The Old Forge Hotel from Moles by Andrew Strong. Up and running, page 166. Alf loves working at his family's hotel, the Old Forge Hotel, and would do anything to stop it from closing. However, it is such a dump, even the rats are leaving. Will Alf manage to save the hotel? A man with half a beard came thundering down the hotel staircase, clutching a bare razor, shouting at the top of his voice. He wore just a towel and a face that suggested he wanted to murder someone. "Who is the idiot in charge here?" he yelled. "That would be my father," said Alf Picton, and pointed to the reception desk. His father was nowhere to be seen, and Alf knew he was probably hiding away in his tiny workshop at the back of the Old Forge Hotel. Alf picked up the little bell and rang it. "He should be along shortly," he said. Alf looked at the clock above the staircase. 30 seconds was enough for his father to put down what he was doing. In 30 seconds, he would ring the bell again. After 27 seconds, a young woman with her hair full of soap suds appeared at the bottom of the stairs. She marched across to the desk and stood beside the man with half a beard. "This is just not good enough," she cried. "What has happened to the water?" A white-haired woman in a dressing gown joined them. A mouse dangled from her fingers. "This place is infested with vermin," she announced. "I've just found this in my bath." Tom Picton emerged from his workshop and stood nodding his head. "I'm sorry, sir, madam," he said calmly. "I will attend to everything as soon as I can." He was clutching the skeleton of a violin, an antique instrument he was attempting to restore. "Looks like you've got plenty of time to fix that guitar," said the man with half a beard. "It's a fiddle," said the woman with soapy hair. "I agree," said the man with half a beard. "Shall we demand a refund?" "Alf," said his father, pointing towards the old lady, "would you be so kind as to ask your sister to dispose of the deceased?"